This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the G20 summit in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro today. Mr. Modi is also expected to hold separate meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the summit. Mr. Modi, US President Joe Biden, and Chinese President Xi Jinping are among the leaders who will attend the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro today and tomorrow. Prime Minister Modi arrived in Brazil this morning on the second leg of his three-nation visit. During the event, Prime Minister Modi will present India's positions on various global issues and build on the outcomes of the G20 New Delhi Leaders' Declaration, as well as the voice of the Global South summits hosted by India in recent years. The theme for this year's G20 summit is Building a Just World and a Sustainable Planet. Earlier yesterday, Prime Minister Modi and Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu held talks at the presidential villa in Abuja. Both the leaders reviewed the strategic partnership between the two countries and discussed further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship. The two leaders had a restricted meeting, which was followed by delegation-level talks. Sharing his remarks with President Tinubu, Prime Minister said that India accords high priority to its strategic partnership with Nigeria. The election campaign has reached its final stage in Jharkhand as the state is fully geared up for the second and final phase of polling on the 20th of this month. On the last day of campaigning today, political heavyweights from various political parties will make a final push to woo the voters. In this phase, several high-profile seats will go to polls including Dumka, Chikaripala, Devghar and Littipala. Today is the last day of campaigning for the Maharashtra Assembly elections. Leaders of various parties are making all-out efforts to gain the support of the voters. Union Minister and Bharatiya Janata Party leader Amit Shah is expected to address a rally in Navi Mumbai today. On the other hand, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will be addressing media persons in Mumbai today. Polling in the state is scheduled on the 20th of November and counting of votes will be held on the 23rd of November. Senior Indian Information Service officer and former press secretary to late President Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, S.M. Khan, has passed away. He breathed his last at a private hospital in New Delhi after a brief illness. A 1982 batch IIS officer, Mr. Khan had also served as Director General of DT News. Delhi Transport Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Kailash Gehlot has resigned from the party. In his resignation to AAP chief Arvind Kejriwal, Mr. Gehlot claimed the party faces serious challenges, alleging that political ambitions have overshadowed commitments, leaving many promises unfulfilled. The Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has imposed Graded Response Action Plan, or GRAP 4, in Delhi NCR from this morning. The move comes after air quality in the region deteriorated to the severe category. Under GRAP 4, entry of heavy vehicles from other states will be banned in Delhi. An Israel airstrike targeting the office of Syria's Ba'ath Party in central Beirut has killed Hezbollah's media chief Mohammed Afif and three other people. In archery, reigning Asian Games champion Jyoti Surekha Vennam clinched the gold medal in the women's compound event at the GT Open in Luxembourg. Competing in the GT Open for the first time, Jyoti played brilliantly throughout the tournament and secured the title with a 147-145 win against Sarah Priels of Belgium yesterday. Meanwhile, in the men's compound event, Abhishek backed the silver medal. He fell just short of claiming gold despite scoring a perfect 150 in the final. His opponent, the legendary Mike Schlosser of the Netherlands, secured the top spot after a perfect shot in the final. And in cricket, India's Test captain Rohit Sharma will miss the opening match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy, or BGT, against Australia, which is set to begin on the 22nd of November in Perth. In his absence, vice-captain Jasprit Bumrah will lead the team. Additionally, India will also be without opener Shubman Gill for the first Test, as he has been ruled out with a thumb injury sustained during a fielding drill in the team's match simulation training. KL Rahul and Abhimanyu Ishwaran are the two front runners to fill in the positions of Shubman Gill and Rohit Sharma. And that is the end of this news bulletin.